Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. Have you ever heard of the five senses? Senses are how we take in information about the world around us. And often, people talk about there being five main senses. Sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste. Let's take a second to check in with these five senses. What do you see right now? What can you hear? Do you smell anything? Taste anything? What do you feel in the world around you? It's always interesting to slow down and take in the world through our senses. It's also fascinating to imagine how different animals might experience the world through their different senses.
Animals have different senses, and they will have a different reality. My experience of reality is probably slightly different to yours, but certainly different to my whippets, and certainly different to an octopus.
This is Jackie Higgins. She's a zoologist and author, and she's also interested in animals and their unique senses. She believes that as we better understand animals, we'll better understand humans as well.
I have always been interested in zoology as a mirror to better grasp ourselves. So all of animals I think of as our relatives. This kind of wider perspective on our species I think enables us to see ourselves more clearly. There's this wonderful quote by Leonardo da Vinci, and he said, "We look without seeing, we hear without listening, we touch without feeling, we smell without awareness of fragrance." It's this notion that we undervalue and underappreciate our senses because they circumscribe every waking moment. So every Monday morning when we're dragging ourselves out of bed and pouring ourselves a cup of coffee and, you know, kind of bracing ourselves the week ahead, every boring bit of that is circumscribed by our senses. So the animals enable me to get a little bit of distance on these experiences and to reveal us for the marvels that we are.
Because it's hard for us to be aware of everything that we're smelling, hearing, seeing, tasting, and touching, it's helpful to observe these senses in animals to gain greater appreciation for what our bodies can do. For instance, listen to how important taste is to the catfish.
Taste in the animal kingdom is extraordinary. They rely more on that sense than we do. That sense performs a lot more for them. But when Yella Attimer, who is a scientist, a marine biologist, looked at the catfish skin underneath the microscope on this madcap adventure to count every single taste bud, how many taste buds were on the outside of a catfish, he was struck by the similarity of the catfish's taste buds or taste cells to ours. It's a creature that doesn't have a tongue as we know it. Its body is essentially its tongue. Its body is covered in taste buds. Scientists call them swimming tongues. So this is the icon of taste.
Oh man, imagine if your tongue was on the outside of your body, like your skin, and you could taste everything you touched. Gross. I wouldn't want to live like that. But for the catfish, it's what makes most sense for its environment.
The catfish I chose to study was the Goliath catfish, simply because he's so vast. So I love the idea of this vast river monster swimming through the black waters of the Amazonian rainforest. So these waters are so dark, the fish can't rely on eyesight. So it has these barbels, these whiskers, the cat's whiskers, which it uses to feel its way. But densely packed on those barbels are taste cells, much like those on our tongue, and all across its flanks are taste cells. It's a solution to the problem that the catfish faces. So the catfish finds itself in these black waters. I think it's also because the leaves which fall from the overhanging branches soup up the water and dye the water. So vision is complicated for that creature. And so the catfish is presented with a problem: how else am I going to solve the issue of tracking my prey? And that's when the taste buds are the fish's evolutionary solution.
Another animal with an impressive sense is the owl. Their ability to hear small sounds over long distances is absolutely astounding. Scientists were interested in finding out how owls could hear so well. Turns out, owls' hearing ability doesn't have much to do with their actual ears.
Scientists have done studies on the inner ears of owls. basically, they did studies, first of all, on an owl's hearing range and discovered that a barn owl, for example, can hear 20 decibels below our lowest range. So the question was how. But when they looked at the inner ear of the owl's ear and the sensory hair cells that essentially vibrate as the molecules move, which is sound, and relay hearing, what they found was these sensory cells in its inner ear don't look much more sensitive than ours.
If owls' inner ears are so similar to ours, then what makes them so much better at hearing?
What enables that bird to hear 20 decibels below our range is its face, its parabolic face.
What Jackie means by parabolic is curved. Owl faces are shaped like a bowl or dish so that the sound is collected and then sent straight to their ears.
It's like someone standing on your roof with a big satellite dish trying to catch the signal, and that is the thing that makes the difference.
There's a lot that we can learn from owl hearing, including some ways that human hearing can be improved, even as we age.
The extraordinary thing about owl sensory hairs is they rejuvenate. And they did this lovely study in Germany studying owls and how badly owls' hearing ages. And they discovered that owls' hearing does not age whatsoever. An elderly owl, I think she was about 20, I don't recall exactly, who only recently passed away, her hearing was as good on the day she died as it was on the day she was born. And so scientists are genuinely looking at owl ears and owl hearing sensors to perhaps return our hearing, whether we want it or not.
Another inspiring creature has the ability to touch and move objects with incredible force. It's called the peacock mantis shrimp. But Jackie explains that's kind of a funny name.
What a wonderful name for neither peacock nor mantis nor shrimp. It is a mantis shrimp or a stomatopod, a tiny little crustacean that fits in the palm of my hand, incredibly colorful. And Sheila Patek at the University of California, Berkeley, studied its punch. And in order to study its punch, it's going so fast that she had to use an inordinately high-speed camera. So she filmed this punch at 20,000 frames a second to slow it up so she could see what was going on. And she discovered it reaches speeds of 50 miles an hour and then, most extraordinarily, does hit with such force that sparks fly, which is wonderful. And the shrimp consequently has ended up in the Guinness Book of Records for having the kind of packing the biggest punch in the animal kingdom.
Wow, that's one powerful shrimp. It's funny to imagine such a small creature packing so big a punch that sparks fly.
There was a lovely story of a shrimp in Britain that was at Sea Life Centre in Great Yarmouth, and it was called Tyson.
Tyson the shrimp was named after Mike Tyson, a famous boxer.
And so essentially this shrimp punched its way out of its thick-walled glass aquarium, surprising onlookers. But wonderfully, if this shrimp were grown to the size of Mike Tyson, he would certainly punch Tyson, the real Tyson, the human Tyson's lights out. There's a challenge. And imagine if you were punching the lights out of snails every day. They're now studying what the appendage is made from and using it to inspire new armors, because the way that that natural fiber, that natural material has been made, is it's super tough.
I love that someday someone could be wearing armor inspired by the peacock mantis shrimp. Studying other animals and the way they perceive the world has had a big influence on Jackie.
I look at the world now with new eyes. I sense it with a new nose, taste it with a new tongue. I'm much more aware of this sensory engagement. We are quite extraordinary. I mean, it's back to that Leonardo da Vinci quote, you know, we look without seeing, we listen without hearing. And I think that I'm asking everybody to slow up and engage with our senses and engage with our perception of the world. It's a message of positivity and joy in a way, and a message that there's more to unite us than to divide us.
When we spend time paying attention to our senses, we're able to learn more about the world around us. So this week, take some time to check in with your five senses. What are you seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and feeling? It's different from what the animals around you are experiencing, and I think that's pretty special. If their bodies are adapted to their environments, then our bodies must adapt to our environments. And that is a wonderful thing.
We can see, hear, touch, taste and smell, and other animals can as well. Learning from creatures helps us grow as we experience the world we know.
We hope you Wonder Kids are enjoying season 4. We have something fun for you that will make the Constant Wonder Kids experience even better. This season, you can print out Constant Wonder Kids trading cards with a new card for every episode. Enjoy a fun fact and then share your new knowledge with others. You can find this printable and other fun activities at the link in the description. Enjoy!
A quick word for you parents. I'm Marcus Smith, host of Constant Wonder, which is the source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff kids will love too, but you may be wanting more. We've got a whole episode devoted to Jackie Higgins and her insights on animal superpowers. If you want to hear the full presentation, go find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. It's called Our Animal Superpowers. We actually think that you'll love more than just one episode of our podcast, which is an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small. The kinds of encounters that move us beyond words. Remember when you had time for wonder? Well, we suspect you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman-Darrington with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.